welcome to Abiding in God's Grace Ministries. Thank you for joining us, tuning in and listening to another episode of Abiding in God's Grace Ministries podcast. This episode is going to be a prayer. It's a very special and dear episode to me. I wanted to do it last night, 10 o'clock. I went to my laptop and went to do a YouTube live. It didn't work. Tried my other laptop. It didn't work. I tried my tablet, cell phones. We tried everything. And for some reason, we just could not go live. So I apologize to any and every one of our subscribers, our followers, our listeners. I tried from 10 o'clock last night all the way until 12:06 this morning on both laptops. And then from 12:06 this morning to 1 o'clock this morning, I tried on all other devices. So I am completely beyond exhausted from trying with that. Also, I am planning 3 baptisms, 1 dedication, and a wedding. All on top of being a mother, running my household, a ministry, podcast, our social media accounts, and everything. I'm constantly a busy bee, and being a minister is a lot. But I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord so much for calling me to ministry. I thank the Lord our God for helping me become a minister, helping me be ordained, for helping me complete everything that I needed to complete to do his ministry, to be his servant, and to do the kingdom work. As you all are aware, we are living in the end times. We are living in Revelation. We are living in the last of the last days. You need to understand, brothers and sisters, how important prayer life is. And I know you all know this. You all have heard me preach about this. However, prayer has never been more important as it is in these turbulent, trying, perilous times. In these tribulation times. Prayer is your communication with the Lord our God. It is your communion with the Lord our God. It is your weapon against the enemy and against all the enemy's minions. So, this episode, I am calling it a prayer to cancel evil plans of the enemy. Prayers against evil plans. And what I want you to do, I want you to listen to this prayer. Close your eyes and bow your head. Pray this with me. I want you to save this episode on whatever platform you are listening to us on. I want you to save this to all your devices. Pray this over yourself. Pray this over your children. Pray this over your spouse. Pray this as a family. As a husband and wife with your children, pray this as a couple, husband and wife. Pray this as individuals. Let's begin. If you all will bow your head and close your eyes. Lord, I come to you in prayer to cancel evil plans of the enemy. Lord, I come to you with prayers and petition against any and all evil plans. Lord, the Bible has made it plain that we have an enemy who has nothing good planned for us. The devil is not going to be kind to us. He is not going to do good to us. He is a thief. Yeshua makes this known to us. Thieves do not have good intentions for their victims. Satan's ultimate plan is to steal our souls. But if he can steal our joys, our hopes, our peace, our marriages, and our relationships, etc., he will. We are told that his motives are to kill, steal, and destroy. He has many ways to get to these, but that is his end game. Lord, God has given us prayer and his word as two very important tools. And when we go to God, we must do so boldly. We are his children. And we do not need to be shy or timid as we approach our Father. God is willing to hear and act on our prayers on our behalf. God honors his word and declares that all his promises are yes and amen. As we approach him to cancel the evil plans that the enemy has towards us, let us pray the following with full assurance that he hears and that he will respond. Lord, we ask that you help us to pray this prayer every single day, to help us, Lord, to pray this over ourselves, over our children, over our spouses. Help us to pray this as a family unit, as well as a couple marriage unit, as well as an individual. Every single day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that I am your child. The word declares that you have given the right to become a child of God to all those who have received Yeshua as Lord and Savior. I am grateful for this assurance. I belong to you. And as your child, I am under your protection. Thank you for making me aware of the plans of the enemy. You told me that he comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. Because I know these schemes and plans of the enemy, I can stand firm against him in the name of Yeshua. Father, I thank you that you did not leave me ignorant and as such vulnerable to his schemes. I declare and decree that the plans and the purposes of God shall prevail in my life. I declare and decree that the plans of the devil shall fail and not prosper. As you have made known the schemes and tricks of the enemy, you have also given your word as a weapon against him. Your word is mighty, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul, spirit, joints, and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Thank you for your word. I pray your word in the mighty name of Yeshua as protection over me. I use your word to cancel the plans of the enemy. I clothe myself in the full armor of God so that I will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Your armor gives me the strength to combat all that Satan sends to harm me. Father, when I am hard pressed on every side, I pray for you to be my hiding place. Be my refuge and shelter me from the wickedness that Satan is plotting against me. Lord, when troubles set upon me, I pray that you will preserve me from troubles. Surround me like the mountains around Jerusalem. Lord God, be my refuge and strength, a very present help in troubles. Father, I pray that when Satan comes to kill, you will give me life. Your word declares that Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. So please give me your life when death pursues me. I pray your word over me that declares that I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord in Yeshua's sweet, precious name. Hallelujah. I stand now in the name of Yeshua and declare that there shall be no more demonic attacks, no more demonic lack, stress, disease, distress, drama, sickness, and illness or depression among any of God's children, including me and my family, in Yeshua's name. Lord, any plan plotted against me and my family by humans or devils, I reject under the authority of the name of Yeshua. Lord, any negative words said against me or my family, I reject under the authority of the name of Yeshua. I shatter any and all generational curses and generational spirits. They all end now. Poverty and lack will not be in my house, in Yeshua's almighty name. Lord, you have declared that you will restore the years that the locust, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the pomperworm have eaten. Nothing stolen will be lacking in my life. I cancel the thief's plans against me and my family. You have given me everything that I need for life and for godliness. The devil has no rights to these things. Thank you for your power to restore in Yeshua's name. Lord, when the enemy comes to destroy, I stand on your word that states, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. You will not allow the devil to have charge over me. Your spirit gives me the victory over all that Satan will bring my way. I am victorious. I am a victor. I am a conqueror. I am an overcomer in the matchless name of Yeshua. We command that the powers of the enemy be broken off in our lives, be broken off of our marriages, be broken off of our children and families, be broken off of our relationships, be broken off of our homes, be broken off of our minds, be broken off of our bodies, be broken off of our wallets. I cancel every single feeling or thought of fear in Yeshua's name. You have not given me or any of us a spirit of fear. But you have given me and all of us a spirit of power, of power, of power, of power, love, and a sound mind. Because you are my helper, I will not fear what the enemy can do to me. I will not fear what he can do to my body, because my soul is safe with you, and because I belong to you, and my soul belongs to you. Lord, I declare that I am strong in you. You will never leave nor forsake me. You are my strength. I am not afraid because you cannot fail. And with you, I cannot fail. My loved ones cannot fail. My children cannot fail. My husband cannot fail, because you cannot fail. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against me, nor against my husband, nor against my children, nor against my family shall ever prosper. And every single tongue that shall rise against me, my husband, my children, and my family, in judgment, you have given me the authority to condemn. I stand in this heritage because I am a servant of the Lord, and my righteousness is of you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I declare that I can do all things through you, because you strengthen me. I am more than a conqueror in Yeshua. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God in Yeshua. Nothing, and I mean nothing, will separate me from your love. When distress comes, it will not separate me from your love. When persecution comes, it will not separate me from your love. When famine or nakedness or peril or sword comes, they will not separate me from your love or from you in Christ Jesus. Nothing shall separate me in Yeshua's name. Lord, I pray the verses of Psalm 91 over me, over my children, over my husband, and over my family as I cancel all that Satan tries and would try to send against us. Most High God, please help me to dwell in your shelter and abide in your shadow. God, help me to take refuge in you. Deliver me from the snare of the enemy and any evil he sends against me. Lord, deliver us from all evil and deliver us from the evil one and keep us from the hour of temptation. Cover me, Lord. Hide me in your wings. You are faithful, O Lord. I will not fear the terror by night, nor any evil by day. I will not fear any pestilence of the dark, nor any destruction by night. A thousand may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right, but it will not come near me. I repeat, a thousand may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right, but it will not come near me. Lord, as I cancel all that the enemy has planned for me and my husband and my children and family, I trust all that you have in store for us. You have declared that your plans are to prosper me and my children and my husband and not to harm us. You plan to give us hope and a future, and I stand on your plans in the almighty name of Yeshua. Reveal to me, O Lord, any openings for the devil in my life, in my husband's life, in my children's life, so that I may close them through the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask these things and pray in Yeshua's almighty name. I love you. Amen. Now, I just want to read these verses over you and over your life. I pray that as I read these verses over your life, I pray that you let each of the promises in these verses be true in your life. I pray over you, Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I pray over you, child of God, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. He shall establish you and keep you from evil. What a wonderful verse that God, our Most High, our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, is going to keep you from the evil one. Hallelujah, amen. I pray over you and your life, Psalms 91, 1 through 4. He who dwells in the shelter of the highest shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver you from the fowler and the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. I pray over you and your life. Psalms 118:17. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. My beautiful beloved, my beautiful brothers and sisters in Christ, God's beautiful children. You do not have to live a defeated life. You do not have to be held captive and chained and controlled by the enemy. You do not have to be held in bondage and in sin. The Lord will set you free. This will guide you through a prayer that will cancel every and any and all the negative plans of the devil. Humbly, genuinely, wholeheartedly, truly, fully, and completely pray this over yourself. Pray this over your husband or wife. Pray this over your beautiful, God-blessed, given children. Pray this over your family, over your loved ones. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, and our love be with you all in Christ Jesus. We love you all. God bless. Abiding in God's Grace Ministries. This has been Reverend Stephanie. I hope that you all are blessed and touched by the Holy Spirit. I hope that you all seek the Lord with all your heart. I pray that you all give yourselves and your life and your soul and your family and your marriage and your children and all your relationships to the Lord our God. Turn to Him today. Put on the full armor of God every single morning before your feet hit the ground, before you even get out of bed. Put on the full armor of God. Be strong in the Lord. Repent, truly repent for all your sins. And believe the gospel more than anything. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him. In all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. You need to walk as a believer, as a new man in Christ Jesus. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lavishness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so, be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, no idolatry, you cannot worship anybody but the true living God, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor anyone who stealeth, or murderer, or adulterer, or fornicator, or idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Brothers and sisters, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of all disobedience and evil. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding that the will of the Lord is. Did you hear me? Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine or any alcohol, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord our God, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Yeshua, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot, nor wrinkle, nor any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. I suggest you all read Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 5. Because Paul gets more specific about exactly what should be discarded as believers begin to live as new creations. First on his list is falsehood. Truth is of the utmost critical, most crucial importance in Christian doctrine and practice. Lies distort the gospel and poison personal relationships. Yet the deeper such habits have been embedded, the more difficult they are to eradicate. In chapter 5, Paul continues what he started in chapter 4 as he spells out practical ways to live a more righteous life. He has already said to put on the new self that was created to be like God. And you will see that in chapter 4, verse 24 in Ephesians. Here he states the same concept in a different way by saying to imitate God, to be followers of him. Paul's intent in verse 3 is most likely that certain things shouldn't even be mentioned in Christian company, rather than being regularly exposed to and beginning to tolerate common sins, as we see in our world today. Paul recommends that believers keep themselves removed as much as possible and remaining ever tender and sensitive, compassionate and loving. Paul then begins by telling believers to submit to one another out of their reverence for Christ. He sets out a particular order of submission in relationships. How wives are to submit to their husbands, children to their parents, and servants to their masters. The concept of submission is used in regard to Yeshua submitting to his parents. Demons submitting to the power of the disciples. Citizens submitting to governing authorities. Christians submitting to God, and so forth. It should be noted that as soon as Paul instructs wives to submit to their husbands, he explains what is expected of the husband in the relationship. Husbands are expected to show the same love for their wives that Christ has for the church. They are to love their wives as their own bodies. If marriage were merely a matter of hierarchy, no one would want to leave the comfort of his or her own home to become one flesh with a spouse. But we know marriage, what God intended for marriage between a man and female, husband and wife, is to reflect the marriage of Christ in the church. Christ is the bridegroom, the husband, the church, us believers, his followers, children of God, are his bride. Now, no one can fully comprehend the mysterious metaphor of Christ as a husband and the church as his bride, yet we need not have a full understanding to know what Paul means here. Again, Paul sets an immensely high standard for Christians, in this case, Christian husbands, to live up to. We hope that you all enjoyed this episode. We hope you all pray the prayer every single day and every single night. Every time you get discouraged, dismayed, brokenhearted, whenever you feel downcast, whenever you're being attacked by the enemy, whenever you're going through tribulation, heartache and heartbreak, trials, and so forth, pray this prayer over you and your life. Pray this prayer over your children and your children's lives. Pray this prayer over your spouse, over your husband or wife, and over their lives. Pray as a family, you, your spouse, and your children. Pray as a family unit. Pray with this prayer with just your spouse as husband and wife. And pray this prayer, like I said, by yourself over you in your life. Remember, the Lord our God tells us that when two or more come together in His name to pray, He is there. Ladies and gentlemen, my beloved, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, you beautiful children of God, understand that we are in the end times. We are living in the end times. We are living in Revelation. We are ending in the last of the last days. God chose and appointed each and every single one of us to be alive during this time, during this era, during this generation, during this time in history, to witness the battle of Armageddon is coming. The kingdom of the Lord is at hand, and the coming of Christ is coming. The Antichrist is already here and getting ready to be revealed. False prophet is already here and getting ready to be revealed. The beast of Revelation are already here and getting ready to be revealed. And the mark of the beast is right around the corner. Understand that you are running out of time. There is no more time to wait. No more time to put off. No more time to procrastinate. No more time to delay. The time is now. So put your boots on. Strap them up, you warrior of Christ. Rise up. Rise up to be ambassadors of Christ, soldiers of Christ, warriors of Christ. Fight the good fight of faith. Put on the full armor of God and stay strong in the Lord. The time is now. With this tribulation, with these turbulent, imperialist end times in which we are living in, you need to pray this prayer and cancel any and every and all plans that the enemy has over you and your spouse and your children and your family unit. Because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he comes to break up marriages, break up families, destroy the family unit, destroy the home, destroy marriages, destroy your children, to destroy us all. The Lord our God is raising up His holy remnant. He is calling out to you today. He's knocking at the door of your heart. The question is, will you open up and let Him in and submit to Him? We love you all, and we hope that you enjoyed this episode, and we look forward to you joining us for our next. Because our next episode right after this is the warfare of spirit-filled believers. Be strong in the Lord. May the Lord our God be with you all and bless you all immensely, richly, and abundantly. May He fill you with His Holy Spirit. And may the Holy Spirit guide and lead you. May the Lord our God open your eyes and ears to give you eyes to truly see and ears to truly hear. May He help you to be strong. May you repent and believe the gospel. And may you pray every single day as an individual with your spouse and with your family, that the Lord our God will deliver you from any and all evil, and that He will deliver you from the evil one, that He will keep you from the hour of temptation. Rise up, child of God. rise up. We love you all, and God bless.